The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thanks for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and we've got a great show planned for you. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm gonna be a bit unplugged this week and want to lay out exactly what's happening and the risks it poses to your investments. And I think for various reasons that we'll get into during the rest of the show, I think, you know, and this is my opinion, obviously, but I think this is probably one of the most important shows we've done, just because there's so much misinformation out there, and we'll get into that. But I want to give you a quick recap of what we're going to do. So for those of you that haven't heard the show, we're going to talk about the markets, do a market recap, and address what's going on. We're also going to talk about, now I'm going to make a pry out of myself here, but we're going to talk about the problems with passive indexing for investing. Right, all the rage today. Don't buy the stocks, buy the indexes. And once again, like with every other show, we're not going to rely on conjecture or opinion. I'm just going to present you with the facts. We're going to talk about politics as it relates to the market, and some interesting things I've seen change since the presidential election. And we'll talk about that. I think it's really interesting. And then we're going to do a segment on economic realities. We do this. Typically, it's part of the market update, but I want to drive a couple points home and illustrate a couple things about what's really going on in the economy. Because if you're watching the news and you're paying attention, to the things that the mainstream media is talking about, even to the things you're going to hear and see on CNBC, it's not reality. And again, I'm just going to present you with the facts. What you do with them, the conclusions you draw are completely up to you. But what we want to do is we want to arm investors with the truth. And obviously, the way that we invest our clients' money and the philosophy that we deploy is congruent with the facts. And 98% of investors out there, regardless of who's managing your money, your portfolio and your investments are not congruent with the facts. Again, I'm not going to ask you to take my word for it. I'm going to present you with the evidence. Okay, and I'm going to give you some insights to other guys that manage money that I've talked to, and that will kind of illustrate the points that we've got there. And then the other thing I want to do, one of the last segments I want to talk about is the reason why I do this. Why do I manage money? Why am I sitting on the radio show right now talking to you? A lot of people are probably saying, "Well, because you want us to call and invest." Well, yes, that's obviously true, right? It is a business. But there are deeper reasons. There are reasons that reflect deep beliefs that I have based on experiences. So we'll get into that. And then we're also going to air the Dory segment. So Dory joined me in the studio a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, maybe it was. Man, time flies. But anyway, for those of you that don't know, he's endorsed our firm, and he endorsed our firm after becoming a client. And so Dory Monson's been a big advocate for us, and he's been really fun to get to know. And I think the segment we've got with him really illustrates why he's invested with us and why we're his financial advisor. And I think that's helpful for you to hear. I think Dory's a real trusted guy, and he should be. I think we're going to run that segment again. And then we're also got coming up, a retirement workshop that we're going to do, where we're going to go into much greater depth about the things that we talk about on this show. I'm going to show you the economic data that we talk about on the show, We're going to have handouts there. And that's coming up next Saturday, so April 29th, in Bellevue, at the Residence Inn in Bellevue, Residence Inn Marriott, I believe, downtown. Anyway, if you go to the website, Know Your Risk Radio, we've got a banner there. It tells you all about it. It's going to be Dory and I, and then Steve Tyler from Best Mortgage, because believe it or not, a lot of, you know, reverse mortgages are like a nasty word, and they were to me for a long time until I spent some time with Steve, and I'm actually sending him our clients now, you know, because we have several clients that can benefit from programs he offers, including reverse mortgages. So I think it's important to come hear what he has to say and learn the truth about reverse mortgages, because I'm in this industry and I didn't know. I just always kind of said, stay away. Reverse mortgages are bad. And that is not the case. So I think so many people could benefit from this. Even if you don't need the income, just there's really interesting aspects of these products that could benefit you. So that's going to be next Saturday in Bellevue at the Residence Inn Marriott with me and Dory and Steve Tyler of Best Mortgage. Go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up. I think it's $10 a head, not too expensive. It will sell out, though, so make sure you call in and get your tickets. We won't even sell them at the door, just because whenever we do these, they sell out. So I think it's a great place for you to come listen to Dory, listen to what I have to say, listen to Steve, and educate yourself. And I think it'll be a fun, I always look forward to these things. It's fun to get to meet everybody and see everybody. So without further ado, let's get into things. So everybody's watching the markets, and maybe you don't watch them every single day like I do, which is, I probably wouldn't either if I didn't do this for a living. But we are coming up on some really, really interesting times and very interesting occurrences here. And a lot of things that we've been watching for over the last few years are coming to a head. And we're going to get in, and I don't want to jump ahead. I told you we'd talk about economic realities, but one of the things I want to talk about is valuations. Valuations. I was talking to a KTTH listener yesterday, and he was, you know, he said, "What do you mean by valuations?" And I realize I throw that term around probably a little too loosely and don't provide enough context. But once again, not relying on conjecture, not relying on opinion, what are the facts? And when we talk about valuations, what we're talking about is, if you got a company that's making $1 billion in profit, what would we pay for that company? What would that equate to in terms of a stock price? Okay, in the history of the S&P going back 90 years, the S&P 500, the stock market, if a company was making $1 billion profit, now again, all things being held equal, so this is kind of a generalization in terms, but just so you understand, if a company's making $1 billion in profit, we would expect to pay $16 billion for the company. The average over the last 90 years is a 16 times multiple on stocks. Okay, so whatever they're making in profit in general, we're going to pay a 16 times multiple on that. Okay, right now at current levels, we're at between 22 and 23 times. All right. Now, I want to put that in context, because when we've averaged 16 times on earnings, which is a long-term average, like I just said, we had an economy that was growing at between 3 to 3.5%, which is also the long-term average growth rate for the United States economy. Today, we cannot get above 2. GDP for the first quarter of this year came out. Remember the Trump bump? Everybody's excited, animal spirits. We're at about 0.5 right now in the first quarter of this year. Now, the first quarter is usually typically slow, but 0.5 is bad. It's really bad. And yet stock prices continue to stay where they're at and actually move a little bit higher. Okay, so that's a concern. Okay, then we're going to talk about cash levels. All right. Meaning, how much money do people have invested in the market? Right now, the amount of money that is deployed in the average person's account is more heavily weighted in stocks than any other time before in history. Okay, so everybody's all in. All right? And then I want to talk about Jack Bogle. And we're going to get into this when we talk about the fallacies of passive investing and indexing. And we're gonna discuss that thoroughly coming up in the next segment, because Jack Bogle is the father of passive indexing. And I think it's imperative that all these people that are just buying the S&P 500 and believe it's going to give them 9.5% return, let's ask the guy that started it. Let's ask the number one biggest passive indexing firm in the world and the guy who founded it. Let's ask what he thinks about that perspective. Just buy the market, you're going to make 9.5% every year. I think it's incredibly valuable. It was an interview he gave about a week and a half ago, and nobody's talking about it. It's not getting any play. And I think it's really important to get to that. But first of all, and I said this earlier in the segment, come to the retirement workshop next week. If anything that I say, you know, is tips you off, or you sit there and think, you know what, this is something I'd like to look into, then sign up for the retirement workshop. Yeah, maybe it costs you $10 to come, but if what I'm saying is right, and it ends up saving you $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, probably going to be the best $10 you ever spent. Plus, Dory's there. You can hear Dory talk about why he became a client. He's actually a client of mine and Steve Tytler, who's going to be there from Best Mortgage. And I think it's invaluable to come listen to that information. And you can go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. That's our radio show website. You can sign up for the event there. Somebody that signed up for the show actually called into our office to sign up. And they said, you know, how long is this going to take? Is this going to take my whole day? No, it's 9:30 to 11:30. We're going to arm you with so much great information that you can either use or not use. Obviously, for your own good, I would strongly suggest that you do, but obviously that's up to you. And then you can hear Dory. You know, Dory's got a really good name in this community. He's not going to align himself with guys like Steve and I unless he's really done his homework and believes in what it is that we're saying. And I think you could really benefit from him talking about, you know, what he thinks valuable about the services that Steve and I offer and how it relates to your retirement and how we've helped him plan his retirement, right? So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And thanks for joining us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to get right into it. For those of you that are just joining, it's kind of an unplugged show. We're gonna aggressively, well, not aggressively, but vehemently talk about the truth of what's going on and the risks it poses to your retirement. A little bit different message than you're going to get from a lot of other places. But first, want to remind everybody, go to knowyourriskradio.com and just check out and obviously sign up for the event that we've got coming up next weekend, hosted by Dory Monson, who's a client of ours. And we're also going to be there with Steve Tytler of Best Mortgage. We're doing a retirement workshop talking about the risk to your retirement, the errors in the way that you're currently invested, and the pitfalls that could endanger your retirement. Okay, and so we're going to get into economic reasons for that. We're going to show you hard data. We're not going to rely on opinions. And we're trying to prevent our clients and potential clients from suffering the same outcome that so many of those did that wanted to retire in, you know, 1999, 2000. And then again, those that wanted to retire in 2000, 2008, how many people do we know that had to put off retirement because of portfolio, you know, underperformance and losses? And we're trying to avoid that. We see a lot of the same circumstances rearing their heads. So go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for that event, and we're going to give you a lot of great tools, a lot of great information. So we're going to get right into it. So I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to risk sounding like a pariah, which, you know, I'm fully aware there are people listening to this show, or they're going to sit there and go, okay, this guy's off his rocker, and that's fine. But we're going to talk about the problems with passive indexing, okay? And for those of you that don't know, passive indexing is not investing in individual stocks. It's investing in the market. And so as the market goes up, you go up. And there are benefits to passive indexing. Some people aren't good at picking stocks. We know that most mutual fund managers underperform the index every year, and they charge you, you know, a percent and a half to do it. So why underperform the index when you can buy the index for 10 basis points and make more money, right? That's the theory. And there are times when indexing is good. This happens to not be one of them. Okay, let's go for one reason. Now, I tell you all the time, we're going to rely on facts, not conjecture and opinion, but we're going to start talking about this with a little bit of conjecture. First of all, and for those of you that haven't listened to the show before, I literally was raised in this industry. I had a crib in a brokerage firm growing up that my father and grandfather started. And one of the things that I know to be true in the world of finance, when everybody is on one side of the boat, when everybody is lumped into one side of a trade, which everywhere you go, everybody's talking about, you know, what are the expenses and the funds you use? Do you have access to Vanguard? Do you index? The rush into indexing has been a rush like the investment world has never seen. There are more investors tied up in the indexing approach, the passive approach, than have ever been involved in any one investment philosophy in the history of this market. Okay? So everybody is on one side of the boat. And they're all betting on the same thing, that, hey, we're going to ride the index up. It's been a great move. Shoot, over the last 8 years, we've averaged 20% a year. What could go wrong? Well, there's a lot that can go wrong, okay? There's not one single pill. There's not one single thing that you can do that are going to get that's going to deliver you safe returns. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way. And this is better illustrated. Now, why this hasn't gotten more attention in the mainstream media, I don't know. I've got theories on it, but I don't want to talk about ill intentions or greed. I don't want to besmirch anybody else. It's not the way we do business, but it irritates the heck out of me. Because Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Funds, the largest passive indexing firm in the history of the world that started this whole thing, had an interview about a week and a half ago, and look it up on Google. Don't take my word for it. I think it was the Financial Times, where he said he is concerned about the amount of money pouring into his passive index funds, which right now is about $1 billion a day of new cash flowing into Vanguard funds. And he said that when he looks at the market and compares it to historic returns, he expects over the next decade for it to be a positive result if the markets, if passive indexing gives you 4 to 4.5% a year. That's what the father of passive indexing said. And I tip my hat to Jack Bogle because he's one of the good guys in the industry. He's not always talking his own book, which means his economic outlooks and his market outlooks are not just things that benefit him. And he's got a long track record of this, got a lot of integrity, a lot of respect. But even he said, look, expect half or worse of the returns that you'd typically get. And why does he say that? Because he's looking at the same valuation information that I'm telling you about. And if you've got a portfolio that's geared on passive indexing, and as a break or as a safe or as a catch-all or a safety net in your portfolio, you're using bonds, I am here to tell you that you will not get the returns that you've been promised. You will not get a repeat of historical performance. And the reason for it is simply based in fact. Interest rates are at zero. We talk about bonds all the time. Okay. Most typical portfolio in the investment world is 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Markets are at all-time high valuations, bonds are at all-time high valuations, and interest rates are at zero. Interest rates cannot go down any further, therefore bonds cannot gain value like they have over the last 35 years with interest rates going down. For those of you that don't know, when interest rates go up, bonds lose money. When interest rates go down, bonds make money. Interest rates are at zero. You are out of runway. I'm not saying you're going to lose everything in bonds, but you'll be lucky over the next 10 years in bonds to make more than the inflation rate. And that's not investing, right? That's just signing up for a tail kicking. Hey, here's the upside to this investment. You may slightly outperform the rate of inflation. Who'd sign up for that? Okay, then we're looking at stocks. You look at stocks at all-time high valuations. We're relying on passive investing, and yet the father of passive investing comes out and says, look, don't expect the same returns over the next decade. So your portfolio is 100% concentrated on things that have run out of runway. And everybody's asleep at the wheel. Not everybody. I'm not saying I'm the oracle or something like that. But just step back and take a look. It cannot continue like this. Everything's at record highs. right? With the economy growing at 50% of its long-term growth rate, with record debt, government for the first time in the United States history has more debt than the entire size of the economy. And for those of you out there that know your economics, you're going to say, oh, well, what about back in World War II? We had more debt than the entire size of our economy then. Very true. But we were on the gold standard at that time, meaning that we had enough gold to back up every single debt and every single piece of currency that we had on the market. That is currently way far from the truth now. Okay? So I am not telling you to panic, but I am telling you, if you're relying on passive indexing and traditional portfolio allocations, meaning stocks and bonds are my hedge against stocks, I can show you 10 years of evidence now saying that that's not the case. And that if you want to reach your retirement goals, you're going to need to take a different path. And I'm talking about math. I'm talking about the father of passive indexing himself. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Jack Bogle. So we got a lot of other stuff coming up. We're going to keep it pretty hot. We got to still talk about politics. I want to talk about economic realities. I want to talk about the reason why I do this and the reason why we take the approach that we do. But also want to remind you again for the retirement workshop we've got coming up that we're going to show you. And whether you do it with us or not, it's not going to be some cliffhanger message. I'm going to give you tools that you can take advantage of on your own. We're firm believers of educating people, provide people with the truth. The business side of it will take care of itself, which is, again, one of the reasons why Dory's aligned himself with us. And we've been grateful to get his endorsement and get him as a client. And for those of you that don't know, Dory Monson, we got a segment with him coming up, an interview that we did with him. And that's going to be a part of the show again. And but come to the retirement seminar. Just dip your toe in the water and hear what we have to say. Arm yourself with some more information. Just get a different opinion. That's coming up April 29th. You can get your tickets at knowyourriskradio.com. They're $10 a pop. Or you can call us at 866-779-RISK. And maybe you want to come to the seminar, but you want to hear a little bit more of what our philosophy is before you do. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We'll do a complimentary risk review for you, arm you with some information, and kind of give you a preamble to what we're going to talk about at the workshop. So stick with us. We got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about the economic realities as they are now in our next segment. And it's information everybody needs to know. You got to know this. Whether you become a client of ours or not, you need to arm yourself with this information. So thanks for listening. Stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing, and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. And for those of you just joining us, a little bit different this week. We're My producer was saying that this is the unplugged version, meaning that I feel a special sense of urgency to get this information out. Again, whether you become a client or not, obviously we have no control over that. But, you know, we've been given a unique platform to talk to you and, you know, and share a piece of your day. And I want to take that opportunity, not just to market, not just to get people to call in, but to arm you with information that you can deploy on your own and that you can use to better further your financial security for your family and your retirement. Because one of the things we believe is that the better job we do educating people and the more we help people, even those that aren't clients, the business side will take care of itself. So keep it client focused, do the best we can for our clients, and we don't have to worry about anything else. And then for those of you who have been listening to the show, I want to talk about the seminar we've got coming up again. You're probably sitting there going, oh, not again. But a workshop. I hate that word, seminar. But anyway, next Saturday, April 29th, we're doing a investment workshop where we're going to talk about the greatest risks to your retirement and your investments that you're unaware of and how you're invested improperly to protect yourself from that. And I have not yet met a client that isn't subject to this. Just because there are big errors and there are big assumptions being made in the way that traditional portfolios are managed. And again, you're not relying on my brilliance or my intelligence. You're relying on the data. One thing we don't rely on is hope. We don't rely on conjecture. We just look at the facts. And once you look at the facts, you'll understand what we're talking about. So we want to arm you with the facts. And we try to do that on the radio show, but obviously in a workshop environment, it's much easier to communicate that stuff to you and arm you with the facts as well, so you can at least make an informed decision, because you're not getting this information in the mainstream media. So give us a call at 866-779-RISK to sign up for the retirement workshop, which is going to be hosted by Dory Monson, who's a client of our firm and has also been kind enough to endorse us. And then also Steve Tyler from Best Mortgage is going to be there, because I've started utilizing Steve for some of our clients because he's got some really interesting things that he can do that blew my mind about reverse mortgages and how they're good for a lot more people than I previously thought. And they're not scary. I always avoided them. I was ignorant, and Steve educated me and really opened my eyes. So I think there's valuable information you can get. You need to just don't ever just write something off in investing. It doesn't hurt to listen. So it's going to be just 2 hours of your day. Not a big deal, but you can come listen to why Dory is clients of both me and Steve, and you can hear how we do things differently and arm you with some new facts. So I want to get into the segment now. So now I want to talk about politics and the economy. And I came up with this idea yesterday because as we were going over marketing and we're going over, you know, our responses, because one of the things when you do marketing, especially radio and internet and the other way that we market our firm, you always want to pay attention to how that marketing is being received. And who's responding to it, and you know, targeting your target audience and all that kind of boring stuff that I personally can't stand. I just like the stock side of it. I wish I didn't have to market. But the politics are really interesting to me, because since Trump has been elected, I've watched a really interesting thing happen. And for those of you that don't know, we do the show on KTTH, but we also advertise on Cairo. And what I've seen is a complete flip. Meaning that since Trump has been elected, barely anybody from KTTH calls in anymore. It's like the phones went silent. And yet people on Cairo now, probably 90% of our flow traffic is coming from people that listen to Cairo. And I think that that has to do with the fact that we got Obama out of there, who, regardless of your political affiliation, did not have a friendly approach to business. That's not just me. There's a lot of moderates out there that say that. And the data, you know, he was not a big fan of business. Regulations went up, taxes went up, not personal income taxes, but, you know, unbelievable amounts of taxes on businesses and all that kind of stuff. And again, not a political show, so I don't want to get into that. But we've had this huge rally since Trump got elected, and Republican or conservative investment enthusiasm has skyrocketed. Okay, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Trump cannot reverse or stop the wheels that are currently turning. Trump is not going to make this magically better, and he is not going to magically fix this. This has been a problem that we are dealing with economically right now that has been 40 years in the making. Can Trump make the situation better? Yes. And I think he is already doing that in terms of cutting regulations on businesses. But does it change the investment outlook? Absolutely not. Unless Trump can pay down corporate debt levels, unless Trump can turn a $600 to $700 billion annual deficit into a surplus, which is mathematically impossible, he's stuck. He's inherited a mess. And this has nothing to do with his ability or competence. But just like people on the left were blind to these realities because they believed in the Obama administration, I am watching those on the right become blind to the exact same things. And what I am here to tell you is recessions and economic catastrophes do not care about who's president. It's a matter of fund flows. It's a matter of leverage. It's a matter of debt. It's a matter of value. That's it. And it scares me. Especially for those on the right. You know, this is the station that we do our show on that makes up 90% of our marketing. It concerns me that people are, this is a new Reagan. It's going to be like the 80s. No, it's not. It's nothing like when Reagan took office. When Reagan took office, the federal debt was 30% of GDP. It's currently 115. When Reagan took office, the valuation on the S&P 500 was 7x earnings. It's currently 22 to 23. When Reagan took office, rates were sky high, which was killing debt. Debt levels and margin levels and leverage levels were historically low because nobody could afford to pay 10, 12, 14% interest, right? So you had very little debt. You had a stock market that was near record lows in terms of valuations. You had debt that was 30% of GDP. All of those situations when Trump took office, which none of them are his fault, they're literally the exact opposite. This is not a matter of reducing regulations. This is a matter of structural issues coming to head in this economy, and most investors and most money managers are flying blind. And is Trump going to do good things? Yeah, I think he's going to make the business environment better, but people, the U.S. stock market right now, according to the valuation that Warren Buffett uses, has never been higher. Let's say he gets everything done that he's proposed. It's already priced into stocks. It's already there. So what we're dealing with is a stock market that's got perfection priced into it, but the underlying realities are not good. They're nowhere close to perfection. And you've got interest rates at zero, which, well, they've come up a little bit with Fed raising rates. I think they're technically at 65 basis points right now on the Fed funds rate. But what's happening? Economic indicators are slowing down. The Fed has raised rates 65 basis points, and we're already watching lending roll over. And we're going to get into the economic realities later. I don't want to jump into it. But I'm going to tell you what's really going on in the economy. Ignore the stock market. Look at the data. Look at the data that the federal government itself puts out. And invest accordingly. And if you'd have done that in 2008, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, you would have seen this whole thing coming. 2008, it was very obvious. House lending and credit creation, all those things started rolling over 8 months before the Dow Jones Industrial hit its all-time high. You could see it coming. So anyway, we're going to talk about this in greater depth at the seminar next weekend, but arm yourself with the facts. And we're not telling investors take their money and hide or buy gold or we're not doing doomsday. What we're setting our investors up right now is so that if something bad happens, they're going to lose way less, way less. But if the market keeps going, they're going to get probably the same, if not better returns than they're currently getting. We're positioning your assets in a way to win, okay? Regardless of what happens. And we typically charge between 40 to 50 basis points or 0.5% less than everybody else. So everybody can, and you can do these things on your own too. Maybe you want to just come to the seminar the workshop next weekend, which is going to be hosted by Dory Monson, and just hear what we have to say. And maybe you'll take the information we get and maybe you'll deploy it on your own. Maybe you won't become a client of ours. But there's going to be great tools, great information. So go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for the event. It's only 2 hours, 9:30 to 11:30 in Bellevue next weekend. Again, Dory's going to be there. Steve Tyler's going to be there. And you can give us a call and sign up that way, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And we can do a risk review for you before you come and just hear what we have to say. And maybe then you can make your decision on whether you want to come to the workshop seminar. Jeez. Come to the workshop next weekend. So anyway, we got to run, but we're going to be right back and we're going to discuss the economic realities, exactly what's going on. I'm going to provide you with the data and hopefully educate you. So thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. And if you just joined us, thanks for joining us. And if you did just join us, we're going a little unplugged today. We're switching up the format a little bit. I'm trying to deliver the truth about what's going on because I'm very concerned for a variety of reasons. And we're going to talk about that in this segment and how those concerns relate to your investments. And we're going to talk about this. And if what I'm saying interests you at all, or if you find some truth to it, which I hope you do, because it's not my opinions. We just look at the facts, just look at the data, and we invest accordingly. And I don't think there's any other way to do it, quite honestly. But, you know, that's how we do things. And if you'd like to learn more about this and get more information, go to knowyourriskradio.com and sign up for the retirement workshop we've got coming up next weekend, April 29th in Bellevue. It's going to be hosted by Dory Monson, who endorses our firm and is also a client of ours. And then we're also going to have Steve Tytler there talking about mortgages from Best Mortgage and how they fit into your retirement plan. And I'm a huge advocate of his. He's really changed the way I look at reverse mortgages and who they're good for. And I would just encourage everybody, if not, come listen to me. Come listen to Steve, because he changed the way we do things. We're sending him clients now. And he's changed my whole perception, my whole outlook on how mortgages can play a part of your, you know, your retirement and reverse mortgages. So go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for the workshop, and it should be a good time. It's 9:30 to 11:30, not a full day commitment, but we'll arm you with some useful information, if nothing else. So anyway, I want to jump right into this. So I teased this a little bit in the last segment, the economic realities. Trump's taken over, and this is not about bashing Trump. At all. Okay. So don't turn a deaf ear to this. This is about saying, okay, what's really going on versus all the conjecture and all the opinion out there. Okay. What Trump is going to do for the economy, we talked about this. I don't think there's any question that it's good, right? I mean, unless you're an ideologue and you just hate him. But the question is will that matter in terms of stock prices? And I'm here to argue it won't. And the reason why? Because you have stocks at record high valuations right now, literally record high. Some people say, oh, it's close. It's not. If you look at the indicator that Warren Buffett himself talks about, and he talked about this at great length in an interview after the financial collapse in 2000, or excuse me, not the financial collapse, but the tech collapse. And he said that his greatest indicator for value or whether markets are overvalued or anything like that was looking at a country's GDP or gross domestic product, the entire output of their economy, and comparing it to the total market capitalization of their stock markets. So adding up all their stock markets and looking what it's worth. And on that metric right now, the Warren Buffett value indicator, stocks have never been higher, ever. The only two times that are close are 1999 and 1929. And I don't know if you know your economic history, but being an investor in the following years, or if you were planning on retiring in those years, they were not good years. One was the tech collapse. One was the beginning of the Great Depression. Am I saying I'm forecasting that right now? No. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the markets. What we are saying is this is a time when you need to do some reevaluation and look at your investments and see how protected you are. Because if you're relying on bonds to protect you, that hasn't worked. Hasn't worked for 10 years. Didn't work in the last downturn. When the problem is debt, which is essentially the biggest problem we've got as an economy, buying debt, which bonds are debt, that's not going to save you. If anything, it's like the worst thing you can do. And on top of that, bonds are paying us a record low amount of interest. So A, you're not protected. B, you're not getting paid for the risk you're taking. So let's get into the economic realities. Why is it that, unlike everybody else you see on TV, we're not applauding the market? Do we like the market going higher? Sure, it's our clients' accounts are going up. It's great. Okay, but to us, the red caution lights are blinking loudly. And the economic realities, I'm sorry to say, for those Trump believers out there, which I said, look, I'm not against the guy at all. I think what he's going to do is going to be good for the economy. But it's not happening. What are the economic realities? Growth. First quarter GDP growth numbers came out the other day. Now, all the information I'm going to provide to you, you can go on the internet and you can get it off FRED, which is the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Okay? Just look up FRED Economics. It'll pull it up. All this stuff, I'm not making this up. This data is supplied to us by the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, so first quarter GDP growth for the United States this year, 0.5%. Stock market valuations, record highs. Debt levels, record highs. Corporate debt levels, record highs. Consumer debt levels, record highs. Bond valuations, very close to record highs. Real estate values, record highs. What that tells us is the prices are separated from the reality, and whenever that's happened in the past, the path of least resistance is down. The economic realities almost never climb to justify the prices. It works in reverse, which is what we call bubbles, right? When the prices of things separate from the underlying economic realities. And we can see that in the growth rate. Like I said, 0.5% in the first quarter of this year. We can see that in oil prices. Oil's down 4% today. OPEC just announced output cuts. That should be bullish. Why isn't it? Because oil inventories around the world, meaning the oil that's stacking up in places, has never been higher. Again, not a good indication of growth. When economies are growing, they suck up more oil. Retail sales. Retail is in a bloodbath that is now worse than it was in 2009. JCPenney's is going out of business. We've all heard the retail shock. One of the things to think about right now, and it's not all Amazon, right? It's giving us a temperature of the consumer because consumer spending is down too, right? So that doesn't explain the whole Amazon ruining retailers. And the other thing to think about is retailers are the largest employer in the United States. So retailers shutting down, I'm sorry, folks, there's no positive spin you can put on that. Debt, we've talked about this at great length. Debt levels are higher than they were in 2008. Anybody that tells you any different is lying to you or doesn't know what they're talking about. Credit delinquencies. Credit delinquencies are picking up. They're going up in credit cards. They're really going up in subprime auto loans. They're going up. Credit delinquencies are going up on student loans. Delinquencies are climbing. Because of that, credit creation is rolling over. And if you look at a chart of credit creation has never rolled over, meaning new loans being issued by banks and financial institutions has never rolled over without leading into a recession. And when you're talking about a recession with stocks at record levels, that can be a painful event. And other thing too, auto sales. Auto sales are slowing down dramatically. So all the indicators that we would look to talk about economic progress and economic temperatures, they are all flashing bright red. And look at the data at the FRED website. Or come to the retirement workshop we've got going on next weekend, April 29th, 9:30 to 11:30 in Bellevue, which is going to be hosted by Dory Monson, a client of the firm. And I'll provide you with the data. I'll provide you with the information. And we're going to lay this out in a greater case, and we'll show you what we're doing to protect our clients from this. So go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for the workshop. It's $10. It will fill up. It always does. And get your seat scheduled and make sure you're there to hear the information we're presenting so you can arm yourself with the facts. Or give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And we'll give you the information over the phone and better arm you in preparation for the workshop coming up next Saturday. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be right back to get into our next segment. And you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KT. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And this is going to be a shorter segment, but I wanted to get right into it here so we didn't avoid wasting any time. And again, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. And I had a conversation that I wanted to share on the air today. I had a conversation that took place about a week ago now. And colleague of mine, friend of mine, who I've known for quite a while, worked in the investment industry with me and still does. He'd heard the show, heard our advertising, and he said, you know, Zach, why do you do it the way that you do? You know, it's much easier to round up money and it's much easier to get clients when you just tell the traditional approach, which is providing certainty and expect these returns. And if we do this mix of stocks and bonds and you don't, you know, rely on individual stocks and we passively index your account. We do, you know, he goes, that's a much easier story to tell. And he goes, and more importantly, if you're wrong and the economy's fine, you're not going to look like an idiot. Because one of the funny things we talk about in the investment industry is the worst thing you can do is underperform the markets. If your clients go down 60% and the market's down 65, you're probably not going to lose any clients. If the market's up 25% and you're up 5, you lose clients. It's a weird thing that happens. And he just said, you know, it's not good for your business. Your business could grow if you spoke a better, you know, the traditional line. And you went about things the traditional way. And it reminds me of a quote, John Maynard Keynes. For those of you that listen to the radio show before and the economic geeks like me out there, John Maynard Keynes was a famous economist in the Great Depression era. And he said that it's better to fail conventionally than to succeed unconventionally. And what he meant was exactly what I just said, which is if your clients lose 50% or 60% a year when the market's down 65, you've failed conventionally. Everybody's down. You're not going to lose clients. But if you're up 5% and the market's up 25%, you'll lose clients. And the reason we preach this message is A, because we believe it, and B, because of 2008. In 2008, I had a conversation I still remember to this day at the place I was working, and I'm not going to name any names. But there was a manager of a $2.5 billion hedge fund. And I told him that accounts that I was consulting on and my own personal money in November of 2007, that we pulled it all out of the market. And it wasn't because we saw the subprime collapse coming. We just thought the market was overheated. We saw housing rolling over. We saw lending and banks rolling over. And we just thought, you know, markets at all times highs. Let's take a step back and play it cautious. And he proceeded to tell me what an idiot I was. Fast forward 8 months and the $2.5 billion hedge fund he managed went bankrupt, went under. Did what we call broke the buck. And I made a promise to myself that when I saw these things happen again, I wasn't going to hide. And I wasn't going to play the conventional game, just trying to round up money, that I was going to scream it from the rooftops. And if people didn't listen, then that was their choice. But I was at least going to present different opportunities for people. And one of the important things to point out is that the way that we invest the money, the process that we take, it doesn't cost you on the upside. It costs you less money in terms of fees. I was talking with a client the other day. What we use to replace the bonds in his portfolio, it's a structured product. It's insured against loss, guaranteed against loss, and has no annual fee. In the last 16 months, he's up 11%. Go look at the performance of your... I'm not promising performance. I'm telling you about a specific client and their results. So I'm not promising any performance. Anybody that does that is lying. But go look at your bond results. What have they yielded? I guarantee it's not even close to that. And this guy's taking less risk. He's not paying a management fee. He's insured against loss. So we're putting people in a position where if the market keeps going up and this great illusion of debt and printing money works, you're going to make more money. But if it doesn't, you're going to be insured against loss. Not in everything you own. That's where diversification comes in, because you need to have a balanced portfolio. But we're not asking you to hide. We're just saying, look, there's a better mousetrap out there. There's a better way to protect yourself both from the upside and the downside and save yourself money and fees. And you can hear about this process. I'm going to lay it out. And this is the process that Dory Monson signed up for as a client to be a part of this and to have us do this for him. And you can come hear about it next weekend, April 29th in Bellevue. And you can come hear our approach. I'll give you the specifics. There's going to be no tricks. I'm going to lay out exactly how we do it. Or you can call us at 866-779-RISK and we can do a risk review over the phone. But just open yourself up. I guarantee you that these are things you don't know about. And you'll see the logic behind what we do and how we approach what we do. Also, go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can sign up for the event coming up next Saturday, right there online, $10 a person. And Dory's going to be the keynote speaker. He's hosting the event, and you can hear why he became a client. You can hear about the whole program we lay out and how it protects you from risk going forward. After all, this is Know Your Risk Radio, right? So anyway, thanks for joining us today. This is Zach Abraham, and you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. This is Zach Abraham, and without further ado, I've been teasing this for a couple segments now. The real reason why these people have hung on.
Am I a special guest if I'm on seemingly every week, Zach?
Well, you are to me.
At some point, it loses the specialness, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but these are the 7 minutes why people listen to the show.
Okay, all right.
They don't want to hear my random financial musings.
Okay.
I think you're even tired of hearing it by now, I'm sure.
No, it's good stuff. I think it's cool. We're doing this event coming up April 29th in Bellevue. I've done one of these with you before, and we packed the place, and I know everybody felt like they got some really great info. But last time I did it, I wasn't a customer of yours.
Yeah, no.
And since then, I've gone through the whole process with you, and it's such a great fit for me, your approach, because if people listen to my radio show, they know that I'm kind of a contrarian.
Yeah.
I don't think like anybody else, Zach. There's something wrong with my head that doesn't allow me to think with the masses. But, you know, contrarian thinking has worked pretty well for me in my radio career. I know that people who are contrarians, let's say if you're betting on the Super Bowl, contrarian betting usually does better pretty well because the house usually wins. Well, investing, as you and I have talked about, when everybody thinks the market's on a moonshot, no end, that's when you should probably pull things in a little bit. And that's the way things feel a little bit to me right now.
Well, I mean, the facts line up, right? I mean, that's you and I have gone over this. And I know when we started this over the last couple months, I've been sending you all kinds of documentation. First, getting back to how we met, though, when we did that seminar, and we had, 230 people there or something like that?
Yeah.
It was packed house. I thought we'd get some clients out of it. I didn't think you'd be one of them.
Yeah.
that was a surprise. But yeah, getting back to your point, this is something that we're hammering home all the time. Clients have it in their mind, just naturally. It's either all in or all out, right? And the industry is hammered into their head, no, you got to stay in, you got to ride it out. And then they tell you, look, this is what the market does over time. And people just inherently trust it. I cannot tell you how many people have looked at me and said, Zach, my person told me that I'm going to make 9.5% a year if I stay in the stock market.
Yeah.
And I look at him and I go, well, you haven't for the last 20 years.
Right.
You know, since you and I were having that conversation the other day, last 20 years, if you've just been in the stock market, you've made about 4.5%.
Well, and what you will do is you find out everyone's unique situation. And so, you know, you and me and my wife, we sat down, talked about how long am I going to keep doing my phony baloney radio show? You know, how long am I going to keep working? And I want to do it for a while, but I'm thinking about retirement. So, and then, you know, what Zach does is he came up with a, you know, just a great balance, a pie chart of what I should allocate in these different areas. And you did for us what, you know, we talk about. You've reduced our risk. You still give us lots of upside potential, but it's potential upside without as much downside risk. And as I'm getting closer to retirement, that's even weird for me to say, close to retirement. That doesn't sound right. But that's where I've got to be fanatical about the downside risk. And that's why I think for anybody within 10 years of my age, they should come hear what you got to say and listen carefully.
Well, yeah, and like you and I have talked about at great length, you know, I think that the biggest thing that's over, most people don't realize that they're following the investment plan that's laid out by the banks, the institutions themselves. And they're not evil, but it's a business plan. And should you be fully invested in stocks and bonds all the time? You know, we have stacks in historical data that we'll present at the seminar. No, the question's no. Now, should you try to get out and time it? Absolutely not. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there's times when the market's cheap, there's times when it's expensive. And if you dial back your risk and your costs when it's expensive,
yeah,
you know, don't bail on it. But if you dial it back, it's almost always turned out good for you.
Well, and you also, you got some tools that are not unique, but they're not mainstream. And I had already been researching some of those things before I met you. And that's when I thought, okay, I was already interested in some of these tools. And then that's something you are specializing in. So yeah, it was a good fit for me.
Well, and one of the things too, while we've got you on the air, I got to tell you, look, tell the people that there is a product out there that goes up with the market, but doesn't crash when it goes down. Have you not learned that that is so?
Yes, I do know that now, and before I started researching it, it sounded too good to be true. And as a contrarian, I usually am very, very skeptical. But no, it's cool, and I'd love people to hear about this.
Yeah, well, you were a tough nut to crack.
yeah, that's me. So it's coming up April 29th in Bellevue. We only have room for about 100 for this event. And like you said, we had about 230 last time. So people should quickly go to knowyourriskradio.com and reserve their spot. But you're going to be there. Steve Teitler from Best Mortgage is going to be talking about whether it makes sense. And I love this about Steve, too. He doesn't just try to push reverse mortgage on everybody. He says it depends on your unique situation. He tells a lot of people, man, that doesn't make sense for you. But for some people, maybe it makes sense for them to tap into their equity. So he's going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I think it's going to be cool.
I think the Steve Teitler, we're probably pushing up on time here, but I think the Steve Teitler thing is huge. You know, we talk about being a contrarian. I had my own previous thoughts. I work in the industry about reverse mortgages. That guy has turned my opinion of reverse mortgages on their head, and they apply to so many more people. They are good for so many more people than most people realize.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, if you got equity in your house and you want to put it to work, because interest rates are pretty cheap right now. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of cool information. I think it's going to be a great event, April 29th in Bellevue. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
All right. Well, you heard it from Dory, folks. Dory, thanks for joining us. I love that. He's even funnier off the air. And thanks again for joining us, Dory. And for those of you that would like to hear more about what Dory and I were talking about, more of why he became a client, sign up for the retirement workshop we've got coming up next week, April 29th from 9:30 to 11:30 in Bellevue. You can go to knowyourriskradio.com and we've got all the event information there. You can sign up and get tickets. You can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. You can get tickets that way. But I just think it'd be really valuable because we do things differently, which is why Dory became a client, which is why he later endorsed the firm. And come hear why we're his financial advisor. And come hear why he relies on Steve Teitler for mortgage information. And we're going to give you the tools. So sign up. It's going to be a great place to get tools, get more information about retirement, and see some of the pitfalls in the approach you're currently taking and how to protect yourself and how to make more money as well. So hope to see you there. Thanks so much for listening. And go to knowyourriskradio.com today, sign up, and get your tickets. Hope to see you there. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.